Recent reports show that the 2013 racing season at the Saratoga Racetrack was facing lower levels of attendance over last year and the several days after its July 19th opening. The Albany Times-Union reported that on an opening day with temperatures above 90 degrees, track attendance was down 15% from the previous year's opening day. The slump continued onto the next day, down 13%. And on the first giveaway day, attendance was down 7% below last year's. New York Racing Association spokesman Eric Wing told the Times-Union that the less-than-ideal weather was partly to blame for the lower attendance in July. Others blamed current economic conditions. The Saratogian newspaper reported earlier this week that attendance is down 3% so far this season, but that things are picking up in August. But the racetrack remains only one major player in Saratoga's summer tourism season. Marsha White, president and executive director of the Saratoga Performing Arts Center, said that July's hot weather also had an impact on SPAC's attendance levels during its dance season.
Weather does make a factor, but I think people have to recognize you just have to make a decision. You want to have a great evening, you come to SPAC, rain or shine.
The New York City Ballet, a longtime staple of SPAC's dance season, was in residence for only 1 week in 2013, down from 2 weeks in 2012. While White said that SPAC was also able to bring in three other world-famous dance organizations during July, she says it's her goal to bring the New York City Ballet back for more time in 2014.
Our goal, of course, is to retain that residency and hopefully grow it to at least 2 weeks.
The New York City Ballet, which is currently undergoing its own contract negotiations, has so far agreed to a 1 week stay in 2014. Todd Shimkus, president of the Saratoga County Chamber of Commerce, said it's the locals and day trippers that can make for a great or lackluster weekend of business.
One of the biggest trends in the tourism industry is many more people, especially those within a drive time of Saratoga, make their decision at the last minute. And in many cases, it's weather dependent. So instead of this weekend where there might be thunderstorms predicted, they'll wait for next week to come. And so we lose that last-minute foot traffic whenever the weather is either inclement or there's predictions of issues with the weather.
But Shimkus also said that anecdotal reports from hotels in Saratoga County have been positive, and that's a great sign.
The key driver of a local economy that relies on tourism is the hotels. People shop and dine near where they stay. So as long as the hotels are doing well, then everybody else will do well, too.
Shimkus said that he's confident any weather-related slump in business during July can be made up in the weeks ahead, especially when considering this week's launch of the Saratoga Chamber Music Festival and upcoming special events in conjunction with Saratoga 150, the community-wide celebration of the 150th anniversary of the Saratoga Racetrack.
August is when we are the summer place to be. August is when people think about Saratoga. August is when NBC starts broadcasting the races every Saturday. And so we're seeing an uptick in August, as you would expect.
Reporting from Saratoga Springs for WAMC News, I'm Lucas Willard.